With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Russia fired 31 ballistic and cruise missiles at Kiev early this morning. It was the first attack on the Ukrainian capital in 44 days. Officials say air defenses shot down all the incoming missiles. There were some injuries on the ground. Police in Boise, Idaho are still searching for a white supremacist prison inmate and an accomplice after the accomplice fired at officers outside a hospital.
Boise police officers responded to the hospital to reports of an active shooter, with one officer ultimately firing his duty weapon at an armed individual near the entrance to the emergency department. That individual was later determined to be an Idaho Department of Corrections employee. He was not seriously injured.
That's Boise Police Chief Ron Weiniger, as heard on KIVI. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. has completed its first evacuation of American citizens from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. That's where armed gangs have stepped up their attacks. More than 15 Americans were airlifted to the Dominican Republic. Transportation officials are conducting a review of the 10 biggest airlines and whether they're making money off of the sharing of personal information of passengers.
The Department of Transportation says it will take a look at Delta, United, American, Southwest, and the six other top airlines to see how they collect and use information about customers. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says airline passengers should have confidence that their personal information is not being shared improperly with third parties or mishandled by employees. The trade group Airlines for America says the airlines take customers' personal information security very seriously. Donna Water, Washington.
Early trading, the Dow is ahead 200 points. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are concerned about a new definition of extremism. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The document bans, quote, the promotion or advancement of an ideology based on violence, hatred, or intolerance. The problem is that's exactly how many gay activists define Christianity. And now they have a legal way of coming after British clergymen, churches, and private citizens who quote the Bible about the LGBT lifestyle. Muslim groups in the UK don't like the new extremism definition either, claiming it's actually aimed at them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are urging Christians to be in prayer ahead of next Tuesday's Supreme Court hearing on abortion pills. The justices will hear arguments in a case that has the potential to limit widespread access to abortion-inducing drugs. Studies show that a majority of the abortions in the U.S. every year are now carried out with pills. This is SRN News. Congressman Mike Gallagher is accusing China of spreading lies about a bill that would force the sale of TikTok to owners not controlled by China.
Whether it be during testimony on Capitol Hill,
the CEO was not truthful when he testified for Congress,
or the pop-up ad claiming the bill in question amounts to an outright ban on TikTok.
That is, of course, not true. What we're trying to force is a divestiture.
Gallagher says to deny TikTok is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party is to misunderstand one important reality.
There is no such thing as a private company in China.
Congressman Gallagher chairs the House Select Committee on China and was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke with Senate Republicans for about 45 minutes yesterday in a closed-door video conference. Netanyahu is unhappy with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and his call for new Israeli elections. More details at SRNNews.com.